Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager John Underwood after a disappointing afternoon. How are you feeling?
Yeah, just that. Very disappointed.
Where do we start? Do you want to talk about the pitch first?
The pitch is very, very difficult. We wanted the game played though, so we can't complain.
And they're both the same.
Yeah, both teams are same. So no excuses from that point of view. And we were really pleased first half with how we adapted to play on the pitch. I think we were the better side first half. I thought we made good decisions all over the pitch. I thought we were the ones pressing to score. We
had a few chances.
Yeah, Inzi hit the post with a good shot from the edge of the box. They had clear one off the line from Niz. A number of kind of corners. I thought we did really well first half. It was obviously not a good game. It was never going to be a good game today. It was about making right decisions all over the pitch, keeping your concentration. I felt we did that for 45 minutes today.
Yeah, and before the game, it was really noticeable to those people that were in the ground that you were doing your drills slightly differently. You were having a lot of conversations one-to-one, particularly with the centre-backs, giving them some specific instructions. I guess they carried those out in the first half.
Yeah, I think the whole team did first half. You know, it's not a pitch you can play short, pretty football on. You have to get it into good areas. You have to turn their defence round, not take chances. Everything that you know, it's not rocket science. It's what any manager would tell their team on a day like today, on a pitch like today. And like I said, first half, I thought we did that.
What happened then? What did you say at half term, firstly? And then what happened early in that second half when we went behind?
Well, we talked about sort of staying patient and if the game goes on at 0-0, we said if we give exactly the same performance second half and draw 0-0, there'll be no complaints from us, because I thought we were doing everything within our power to score, but we were playing in a controlled way, making good decisions, and we just asked them to go and repeat that. Sometimes half times can maybe interrupt what you're doing. We were all in our kind of rhythm of what we were doing. Obviously, we had to make the change. Inzi was struggling with an injury, and we brought Guy on, but that shouldn't be any excuse, because Guy and Niz regularly play together, and so we didn't see that as a problem. I just don't think we started second half. I thought we were a little bit slow mentally to react to certain situations. We didn't start the half well, and I think it was only within 5 minutes they got their first goal.
Was it a bit soft?
Very soft, yeah. I mean, they just threw a diagonal ball into the box, and we switched off and left the man at the back post.
Bit of confusion there between Josh and Jack.
Yeah, looked that way. And to be honest, that was a bit of a sums up how we were second half. I didn't feel anybody really took command defensively second half. We were kind of looking to each other. Lack of leadership really throughout the side, but particularly. I think particularly defensively today, not good enough. And then the second goal followed when all they did was just stick the ball in behind us. It was what we expected. It's what we knew they were going to do, and we didn't deal with it. And the lads got the wrong side of our back four and had a relatively easy finish.
And a little bit of confusion immediately after that goal is because the ball bounced back off the backboard, didn't it?
Yeah. It was difficult from where we were to tell. But two poor goals to give away and we then kind of obviously made a couple of changes. We tried to try something a bit different, try to get a third striker up against their back three to go for it. And maybe it's a bit of bad luck, to be honest. Within a minute of making our second and third subs, Floody gets a whack on the back of the head and splits his head open and has had to come off. And you end up playing the last, whatever it was, 20 minutes with 10 men. And, it's very difficult on a obviously energy sapping pitch to get anything from the game. Third goal was disappointing again. They broke from our corner poor from us defensively. So yeah, three really poor goals we gave away. We got what we deserved today in the end, which was nothing. And we're bitterly disappointed with what the lads gave us second half.
And in terms of obviously the team, you talked about a little bit of leadership. There wasn't those voices, those leaders out there during patches of the second half and soft goals. What words were spoken after the game? What messages were you trying to get across?
Well, we've got to be careful that it doesn't become a problem coming on to places like this, because we've got probably six or seven more games, probably on Tuesday nights on pitches that maybe not quite as bad as this, but on difficult, wet, boggy pitches.
Does last mind? Does last season play on your mind at all? Obviously, there was this, you know, situation where great first half of the season and then second half of the season struggled in patches.
I mean, we still see it as a different group of players, so you know, I don't think it's like the same mistakes being repeated. I mean, it's the first time it's happened today, but it's also the first time we've had to play on a pitch like this. So we were really looking for our players to step up today and show that they can come and compete and get results on these pitches. And I thought we picked the team which we felt was the right balance to play in this type of game. I think first half we were quite happy, we thought we got it right. And as I said, second half we've fallen away. So it does pose some questions for the two of us now. And we just said in the change room, it's not a threat, but we need to look at, you know, do we need to change a few things? Do we need to get one or two different players in? You know, don't want to jump to making big changes. But today concerned us second half. It's 1:45 minutes, so I'm caught torn between being overly critical and, you know, I don't want to get carried away by it, but what we can't allow is for this to become a problem.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, dropping points now, every game seems to become more crucial because, you know, you've got those games in hand, you want to make the most of those and convert as many 3 points, 1 point, pick those points up, and you need that confidence in the players that you have.
Yeah, let's be really honest, I've just said to the players in there, we're not going to win the league, we're not good enough as a side to win the league. The league champions wouldn't come here and lose 3-0. So we need to reset our goals a little bit and concentrate on getting our form right, becoming a bit harder to beat, harder to score against, certainly. And we need to make sure we get in those playoffs, and we need to go in and get in those playoffs first of all, and look to get in there in some form, because I don't feel we've been on the top of our game for a little while now. We thought there were signs of it recently, and I'm hoping second 45 today was a one-off, but some of the boys have got to prove something to us in the next couple of weeks if they want to be part of this side.
And in terms of that work that you're going to have to put in, how much of it's going to be carrot, how much stick, you know, how much are you going to, you know, have to ask and demand these things, you know, these players who played at higher levels, who've come into this squad to try and achieve that promotion aim, and how much has it got to come from you and Neil?
It's our responsibility. Everything falls on me and Neil. It's our job to get the results, not individual players. It's up to the individual players to make sure they're part of that team week in, week out, and they need to step up. You know, we'll be the first to put our hands up if we tactically get something wrong. And if we look back today and said we should have done this, should have done that, I don't feel that's the case today. I think it sits with the players today, this one, second half. And they need to do better. They need to do better in this type of game. And you know, we've got two games this week now, Tuesday, Saturday, both at Arbor Park. We need to go and win them. We need to get that feel good factor back. But that won't solve what happened here today. You know, you cannot compare games like this with games at Arbor Park. You know, we're not too bad at Arbor Park at the minute. I know we dropped 2 points Tuesday, but I think we generally play pretty well there and get good results there. So whatever happens this week, it doesn't address what happened today, and we need to address that.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, thanks for being frank and honest and open. Sure, there's plenty to do and plenty to think about, and so we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.